Blog Talk Radio.
Om Shabbat Shalom, Holy Way of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. Om Shabbat Shalom, Holy Way of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. And I am the light within your soul. In the essence of truth and right, love makes the circle whole. And here we stand in line, waiting for some sacred sign. But to find the balance is the purpose of this time. To restore the balance of the universal mind. And in the presence of my Lord of light and love, everything I see aspiring to be free. And when I call to thee and come on bended knee, surrender to the all-pervading light and love. Reflections of the one surrounding me with love. And I sense your presence. I sense your presence. I sense your presence. I sense your presence. Within and without, above and below, yeah. East, west, north and south, I sense your presence. Without and within, below and above, yeah, yeah. East, west, north and south, I sense your presence. I sense your presence. Presence of my Lord of light and love, everything I find in tune with the divine. And here we stand in line, waiting for some sacred sign. But to find the balance is the purpose of this time. Restore the balance of the universal mind. And I am the light within your soul. In the essence of truth and right, love makes the circle whole. And when I call to thee and come on bending knee, surrender to the all-pervading light and love. Reflections of the one surrounding me with love. For to find the balance is the purpose of this time. To restore the balance of the universal mind. I sense your presence. I sense your presence. I sense your presence. I sense your presence. Om Shabbat Shalom, Holy Way of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. Om Shabbat Shalom, Holy Way of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. Om Shabbat Shalom, Holy Way of the Most High. Om Shabbat sense your presence. Om Shabbat Shalom, holy angel of the Most High. Om Shabbat Shalom, I sense your presence. I sense your presence.
The first Earth Goddess Rising Retreat is set for July 11, 12, and 13 of 2014. And will be held in stunning Pagosa Springs, Colorado. Come join us with other men and women from around the world for yoga, meditation, classes, organic meals, dance and music festivities, healing workshops, hot mineral springs, and more. Want more information? Visit earthgoddessrising.com and cash in on the early bird ticket sales, earthgoddessrising.com.
Thank you for joining me here tonight on Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. My name is Jessie Ann Nichols-George, and I'm your hostess this evening. The music you were listening to there at the beginning of the show is I Sense Your Presence. It's by Shimshai. And I just want to extend a welcome back to those that are returning and a welcome to those that are joining us for the very first time. We are now streaming live in three additional places besides Blog Talk Radio. We have TalkStream Live, StreamFinder, and PEN, also known as Para Encounters Network, and I welcome everybody listening through all of those channels as well. I also appreciate tonight's sponsor, Earth Goddess Rising, a wonderful event that's getting ready to come up in Pagosa Springs, Colorado. And here at Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour, I look at the different ways that compassion exists in our lives, how to remove our blocks, resistances, frustrations, and more. Some weeks I'm discussing different aspects of how compassion is in our life, how it affects our life, and the different areas of compassion. And then some weeks we will be doing more exercises and practical implementations. And then many times I've got guests on the show so that you can learn about their work and how other things work with and complement compassion. And tonight's no exception to that. I've got a wonderful guest on that I'll be sharing with you tonight. And I also sometimes highlight different musical artists along the way. For example, Stephen Halpern, Peter Cater, they were on last year, working on some very big names for this year as well, coming up this summer, so look forward to bringing that your way. Now, in my own work, what I do is I focus on helping people find and use compassion in their everyday lives, and I've created the Genesis Clearing Statement, which, if you've missed that, you can catch it in our archives, and I've authored four books now, the most recent being You, Me, Life, Dreams, and its companion workbook, as well as the first two books I put out, Activating Compassion and Activating Compassion, the workbook. In addition, I've created the Compassion Tour, which is a multi-state nationwide tour, including workshops, retreats, seminars, book signings, and fundraising events. And you can follow all of the events that are available to register for at jessieannnicholsgeorge.eventbrite.com. I've got some wonderful ones going on this year. And you can also stay on top of all of my work through my website, which is jessieannnicholsgeorge1.com. Now, just a reminder, if you enjoy the show this evening, make sure that you tell your friends, family, significant others, you know, share it out there on that Facebook, social media. I always find when I'm sharing things, people come back to me and go, oh my gosh, this is an amazing guest you have on here tonight. And, you know, that's just what I was looking for right now. So you never know whose life you're going to impact or touch just by clicking that share button there. And they can always, by the way, listen to it in the archives, and they'll just use the same link to get into the show that you did, and they can listen to it at their convenience. And in addition to that, it'll also be available as a podcast at iTunes and TuneIn.com, as well as being up on my YouTube channel. So lots and lots of options for finding the archive shows. Now, before we get started, as those that have listened in before know, what I like to do is to delve into a little book called The 72 Names of God by Yehuda Berg. And it's really wonderful. I love Yehuda because his work, he takes the big complex topics and things and breaks them down into those little everyday language. And I think that's so important. It's great to be aware that these big topics are out there, but we also need to grasp them and how they apply in our everyday lives. So to start with tonight, let's take a look and see. We have diffusing negative energy and stress. And I think this is really going to fit in with our topic of detoxifying tonight in its own way. So that is the common name, diffusing negative energy and stress. And the message he has for this is, when we encounter places oozing negative energy, if we come in contact with people radiating darkness, anger, or hatred, when pressure increases, this name will neutralize any and all negative forces, including stress and nervous tension. The insight he gives on this is, according to Kabbalah, we all have a spiritual field of energy that extends a little more than 7 feet from our bodies. Although we can't see this field with the naked eye, it's as real as the invisible atoms in the air, and as undeniable and influential as the unseen force of gravity. Whenever this field is charged with negative or stressed out energy, we find ourselves in a lower state of being, suffering from sadness, stress, depression, hostility, fear, and uncertainty. Or we just feel plain miserable. Unpleasant places and gloomy people influence our lives when we come in close contact with them. Our personal space is violated, charged with disturbing energy detrimental to our well-being. And the meditation he gives with this is, purifying light banishes unseen ominous forces and deactivates harmful influences lurking nearby, including those that dwell inside you. Stress dissolves, pressure is released, balance and positive energy permeate your environment. So it's a great concept there, because we connect this with detoxing. And by the way, the formal name on this is Kaf Hetav, and the common name, diffusing negative energy and stress. And this is important because a lot of times when we're in those highly stressed out space, our body needs to be detoxed out. Our mind needs to be detoxed out. Our emotions need to be detoxed out. So there's a lot of detoxing that kind of needs to be done when we hit these spaces. Now I'm going to give you a little something to think about here before we head off on to break and bring our guest on tonight. Is detoxing more than just a physical cleanse? Is there true value to the detoxing process? How much can truly be released in a detox process? There is no question that this is a big theme right now. We are in times that are requiring us to adjust, shift, change, and step into stronger personal care. The more stress and challenges that come at us in life, the more important it is to have a strong and healthy body. There's no question that this leads to strength in other ways and areas of our life as well. When we have a healthy body, we also tend to have a clear mind and are able to process our emotions and experiences more efficiently when our digestive is working well. This brings me back to what I consistently bring up, is that each piece has an impact on the other pieces. Thus, when we cleanse our digestive, we also open up our sacral chakra and can process what is happening in our lives easier. However, when we resist on a mental and emotional level, holding a block in this area, we also interrupt our digestive, even though we are taking in healthy food. It is my experience that when we cleanse the system internally, we tend to get emotions that will surface and we will feel refreshed and renewed in that way as well. Elaine Cooper has put an emphasis on helping people detoxify and cleanse without feeling deprived. Another big key, after all, a full release cannot happen when we are feeling deprived. She has had particular success with those struggling with allergies, hypoglycemia, fibromyalgia, and type 2 diabetes. I find this interesting because when I look at the more energetic aspect of these things, it points towards an imbalance in life, a lack of responsibility, oftentimes more so on the personal level than strictly nutritional, a need for nurturing the self, a disconnect in spirit. And this can happen in seasons where we have personal triggers going on. And I'm sure I could provide several more if I wanted to go on and on. It seems important to look at the nature of some of what is happening so that we can detoxify on many levels, providing us the opportunity to achieve lasting results instead of relapses. Being that we are astrologically in a Mars and Saturn retrograde, and I would have to add to that Pluto retrograde, I think, coming up as well, or just starting in. That involves the signs of Libra and Scorpio in particular and many other influences. And this is a perfect time to have more complete detox while you are preparing your body to enjoy the upcoming warmer months. Our body doesn't need heavier foods, especially as the days get warmer. What a perfect time to get on board with this for body, mind, and spirit. What have been your experiences with detoxing? Have you noticed parallels emotionally, mentally, and spiritually when detoxing? Do you embrace opportunities that hit the refresh button in your life? This week, our guest focuses on a component of compassion that is related to the aspect in my books of loving self. This reminds us that it is important to do what we need for ourselves on all levels, body, mind, and spirit, realizing that a healthy body also helps us to keep our mind and feelings in harmony. I'm going to take a short break, and when we return, I will have Elaine Cooper, and she's going to be sharing her work with detoxing yourself. The song I've got for you during the break is called Listen to Me. It's by Claire Hedin. And if you'd like to find out more about her work or connect with more of her music, you can do so at www.clairehedin.com. And that's CLAREHEDIN.com. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
So you walk down the aisle, books on each side, and you know that you are waiting for just one to catch your eye, and then you'll look through its pages. What will you find? All the answers to the questions that keep spinning through your mind. Well, never you mind, you'll seek what you find. 'Cause the universe is listening to your mind. Listen to me. Answers everywhere. And you sit at a table in a room with a view, and as you look out the window, your life looks back at you. You stop for a moment. What are you to do? Did anyone ever really tell you that your life would look at you? Well, never you mind, you'll seek what you find. 'Cause the universe is listening to your mind. Listen to me. Turn on the TV and your room is filled with stars. You will see exotic lifestyles, envy brand new cars, and then you start dreaming you wanted to be yours. One minute you were happy, but now you're not so sure. Well, never you mind, you'll find what you seek. Listening as we speak, listen to me. Answers everywhere. Perhaps it's in a church where you seek your solitude, and if not, the voice of God can reach you through the Christian tune. The church is in your living room as well as on your street. You see the gods are pretty versatile. With the voice of man they speak. If you choose me, you'll be complete. I am the universe, so listen as I speak. Listen to me, listen to me. Listen to me, listen to me, I will set you free. You see answers everywhere, answers that you seek. They're in those passing conversations and books and films that we might see. We're not short of answers. It's the questions that we need. You see, the questions are the gateway, the things that set us free. The right questions, and you'll see that the universe is listening as we speak. Listen to me.
The first Earth Goddess Rising Retreat is set for July 11, 12, and 13 of 2014. Embrace your divine feminine and balance the masculine. Nourish your body, mind, and spirit with a three-day program intended to inspire, clear, and heal your being. You don't want to miss out on the great early ticket sales. Need more information? Explore EarthGoddessRising.com. Cash in on the early bird ticket sales today. EarthGoddessRising.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour, and my name is Jessie Ann Nichols-George, and I'm your hostess this evening. You were just listening to a song called Listen to Me by Claire Hedin, and you can check out, again, more of her work at www.clairehedin.com. And I also want to extend a special thanks to our sponsor tonight, which is Earth Goddess Rising. That event's a wonderful event, and we're going to be learning more about that even next week, and I'll share more of that a little bit later on. I would like to bring on my guest tonight, Elaine Cooper, a certified integrative health coach, whole chef that specializes in teaching others how to grow, cook, and eat real foods, bringing increased energy and happier personal and family relationships. Elaine has combined her love of working with people with her culinary and horticultural skills to study at the Institute of Integrative Nutrition in New York. She designs and delivers programs and lectures educating people on how to improve their health and wellness with practical food and lifestyle choices. Elaine focuses on those that know they need to make changes in their nutritional and lifestyle habits but are uncertain where to start. This includes those with allergies, hypoglycemia, fibromyalgia, and even type 2 diabetes. We will be looking at Elaine's knowledge in detoxifying the body tonight. And if you'd like to find out more about her work, the best place to connect with her right now is www.facebook.com/your better living coach. And let me go ahead and get Elaine's microphone opened up here. Welcome to Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour, Elaine.
Thank you so much, Jessanne.
It's wonderful to have you here, and I know it's late. You're back there in Eastern Standard Time, so you're blessing us with this late night hour, and I greatly appreciate it.
I feel privileged.
Well, I would love for you to start off by, you know, I kind of gave this overcap of your education and skills, but maybe you could share with us a little bit more about your journey into doing this work, and you know, who's Elaine and what brought Elaine into doing this work?
Oh, my dear friend, we're going to need a whole lot longer time to tell you about my life adventure. Ah! Like you said earlier, I'm an integrative health coach, whole food chef, and an OPG. Now, everybody's going to be, including yourself, is sitting there wondering, what the heck is an OPG? Say nothing about an integrative health coach. An OPG was lovingly given to me, and it just means obsessive practical gardener.
Oh,
my
very
love
good.
My love of getting into the soil and seeding and nurturing and planting, well, you know, became when I started when I became a mom. I'm a mom of three adult daughters with families and little kidlets. I have three girls and a boy. And ultimately, what I'm doing now with my health coaching is educating people on the how-to for making practical food and lifestyle adjustments. Now, I won't try to convince anyone to live a healthier lifestyle. I won't should or shouldn't on anybody. There's so much information out there now than there was 20 years ago when I was looking for stuff that it's almost an overwhelm thing. You know, I sat down this afternoon and for a few minutes after I was preparing for the show tonight and chatting with my mom, and Dr. Oz is on and he's giving all kinds of tips and tricks and so forth and so forth. And yeah, he gets made fun of on one side, and on the other side he's heralded as, you know, a genius. So when I say I won't try to convince anyone, is I'm ultimately educating those that want to, like you said earlier, that want to and know they have to make some changes because their life depends on it. I was diagnosed with my first health conditions that popped up in my 30s were allergies. I had lost my first love and loving husband and partner. We had three young daughters, 10, 8, and 10 months, and I was left to, how would you call it, holding the end of the bag. So that's the best way I can describe it. And I became mom, dad, breadwinner, major breadwinner, decision maker. It was all up to me, and it was bloody scary. I won't even get into the different stresses and all that journey because it was a life-changing event for me, for my family. I had nobody else around me that I knew that had gone through that at such a young age. I mean, we're talking 29, and I'm a widow. And, oh, I hated that word. It was just way too scary, and I'd lost the love of my life. I actually felt like I had lost half of myself. As I began to rebuild, things started popping up, like the allergies, and especially very, very sensitive to smells. Easter lilies, for one thing. Oh, my dear. Major headache, major stomachache, you know, just all kinds of things popping up. Okay, so, you know, not a big deal. I could live with that. Later on, it was hypoglycemia. 7 years later, I was in a new relationship, second love of my life, not counting my little daughters, and it was crazy. It was an adventure. It was fun. It meant changing communities. It meant changing lifestyle. It was an adventure, and I took it on. I've been an entrepreneur my whole life, and with my very first business being catering. And I knew at that time, after I'd done that for a few years, that I wasn't going to go much farther with that because it was just too hard on me physically. But I had something to prove. Somebody had told me that she didn't think that I was going to be able to do it. That's all I needed. I was going to do it regardless. So yeah, my health suffered. And later on, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, but that wasn't until like 5 years after I'd had debilitating fatigue, days that I wasn't getting out of bed. I had no energy. My goodness, I really didn't know what was going on. Just figured, you know, it's stress. That's what the doctor said. Well, you're stressed. Well, duh. Bringing up, who isn't? It's busy, has a business, bringing up a family, keeping up with everything. So I did some research for it, and I did change some eating habits, some lifestyle habits, and it helped. But I was still having that chronic fatigue. I would have muscle pain. I would have muscle ache. I'm the biggest weather weenie. Now, I'm from Canada, so I call myself the Canadian weather weenie. That when the temperature changes, especially this time of the year or in the fall when it's damp and cold, yuck, there's, like you were talking earlier, a real imbalance, not only physically but emotionally and so forth, because it just hits the nerves like a brick wall. So it did take 5 years to diagnose the fibromyalgia. And at that point in time, there were no clinical tests. There still aren't to determine that's what it is. It's pressure points and pain in the pressure points and symptoms. And I was handed a prescription for an antidepressant, and which really didn't sit on me all that well. It goes deeper than just drugs, and it was like, oh, I don't want to take this stuff. And I just waited to hear, you know, what else I could do. And I didn't get anything. So I took it upon myself to do my own research, even more, alternatively, to find there had to be a way. Don't tell me, like I've been told earlier, that you just have to live with it. There's nothing you can do about it, because that's when I buckle down and I find a way to do whatever I need to do. I guess it must be my upbringing. My family is a family of entrepreneurs looking after their own businesses and working hard at it. So I wasn't afraid of the hard work, but I was afraid of losing. My grief was something that I still deal with today as I've been widowed once again. So make that choice, and it's not something you want to put on your dating profile, because, man, when they hear you get widowed twice and then you say you're a whole food chef, they go, okay, what did you do to them?
So yeah, it's getting a little suspicious-sounding.
But I guarantee you, nobody's ever croaked on my watch, not from my food anyway. Oh, you know what? You have to laugh at it, and I can laugh at it today. But for a lot of years, and there's some parts of the year, I'm not laughing too hard. A lot of memories. I can deal with those memories now. Most of the time. Nothing's perfect, right?
Right.
I'm human too. I may be a coach, but I still need to be coached as well. So at a crossroads, both personally and professionally, I was searching after I'd lost my second husband. We had a business. We had a store. Christmas boutique that we had lots of fun with. I was really searching for where I fit in. And I've done that a few times in my life, and it's not a whole lot of fun. And I need to reach out past myself, give myself space, and find others that I could connect with that would help me. And it wasn't necessarily family. Being very close to my family, it was not something that I could easily share with them, even today. And they're grown. They're adults. I'm no spring chicken. I'm not 120 either. We were talking. I'm giggling because our listeners don't realize that a little earlier before you came on, we were talking about getting our cups of tea here. Yeah, it's actually the bewitching hour. We're after midnight here. But I have my peppermint tea, and you have your tea, and, you know, that's what it's about. It's about sharing with others, and thank you again, Jesse, and you just do not know how timely this is for me.
Well, Go ahead.
No, you go.
I was going to say it was really great, you know, where we had that little conversation going earlier, and, you know, I'd pulled up my dandelion tea. And for those that are wondering about the 120 years, many years ago when I was a child, I was told by somebody I was going to live to be 120 years old. And so I said, well, man, I better start figuring out how to take better care of myself, because I'm not going to live that in misery, that's for sure. And we were talking about it, and it's so interesting to listen to your story, because I haven't been a widow twice or had children, but I have very similar things of going through multiple health issues, which I was mentioning to Elaine earlier, that right before we started that I was just working on a chapter for a book that somebody's putting together. So I'll be one of the people in that book. And very similar, reflecting back on this, talking about how 20, 25 years ago when I was going through similar things as her, symptoms of multiple sclerosis and various other things, that there just wasn't this information out there. There wasn't people like Elaine abundantly available for me to go to. So I love that you're sharing this, and it is so, so very important to share it.
It is very important to share, and that's when I was doing the research, trying to figure out what my next steps were in life. I had lost my second husband. I had now had adult daughters that had children that were dealing with their emotions, some more deja vu, the eldest, with feeling like she, you know, was 12, 10, 12 again and had lost her beloved dad. She lost her second beloved dad. And, man, it was like this was a whole new kettle of fish. Yes, I had some insight from having lost the first time, but I was 29 the first time, you know, and I'm 49 the second time. Like, man, yeah, it's a whole new experience. And this time I was on my own. There were no kids at the house to keep me busy. And just, you know, it didn't matter whether I didn't feel good or not. Yeah, you just did what you needed to do, right? So, closed the store because I knew if I had kept on at the pace that I was on, managing the store, running the store, dealing with my grief, once again, very acute, and everybody else's. I take on everybody else's stuff, too, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. just being oversensitive that if I didn't change things, that I wouldn't be surviving anywhere close to being your neighbor at 120, my dear. That I wasn't going to be able to enjoy seeing my kidlets, those are my grandchildren, by the way, grow up and spend time with them. So it was another knock on the door to say, hey, you gotta be doing something different here. So I did. I closed the store. Haven't regretted one day from closing it. That was an adventure that was now put to bed, but I also moved. I moved out of the community where I knew people and so forth. And, yeah, that was all very huge. So I met a gal when I was visiting in the south. You know, when you're Canadian weather, you do like to take off where it's warmer in the wintertime. And I met a gal through a health expo, and we hit it off right away. And she started sharing her story with me and her health conditions and her health challenges. See how important sharing is, for heaven's sakes? But sharing in the right place. You don't know where that's going to be, but it's not always easy to find the right place to share. And Shelley and I clicked. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we didn't shut up for hours.
I've had people like that in my life.
Yep. Well, she's across the U.S. in California now. She's not in Florida anymore. We don't see each other very often or talk to each other very often, but every once in a while we'll just say, hey, gal, what you doing? And we catch up. It doesn't take too long because we're both motor mouths. she talked about what she was studying, and it was studying with the Institute for Integrative Nutrition out of New York. And I always knew that I'd go back to study something. I had no idea what. Because not only dealing with the grief of losing husbands, there was also the grief of losing my identity with losing a career that I absolutely loved that tanked. Through any fault of my own, I don't believe it was. Timing, maybe. But then I heard you can do everything right and still not succeed. That wasn't something that I got real motivated about. That was a tough one to hear, but I think I needed to hear that because it allowed me to go on to this part of my life and learn something new, get certified, get trained, because I wanted ultimately to be in a position where I could share my experiences, share my story, and give other people hope. Hope that, man, you don't have to accept everything everybody says to you. You don't have to accept, I won't go as far as saying you don't have to accept that you'll never feel better. You don't have to accept that you are saddled with this situation or that situation and there's no hope for change. We have to have hope. Haven't you found that?
Absolutely. And you know, part of what you share there is so important because I know there's a lot of people on their journey that feel like, I'm doing everything right. Why is it not working? And there's so many pieces. Yeah. There's so many pieces there, and there's so many aspects to that that I know from all the different things I look at. But it is that hope. It's that, it's holding that light in the darkness, so to say. That,
yeah, hope. Hope.
Absolutely.
Hope
is critical.
Things can be different. Yeah. And as far as the healthcare system is concerned, well, I don't know. Well, yes, I do know about the situation in the U.S. and Canada as well. We have a great system up here, okay? We have healthcare that we can walk into the hospital and we don't have a bill that follows us home in the mail. But, the huge but is you may have to wait 12 hours, 14 hours, crazy amount of time just to be able to see somebody.
Yeah. Oh, it's hard in the U.S. I don't know. There's a lot of doctors that are very backed up. I know, you know, my mom's tried to get appointments or my sister's tried to get appointments, and, you know, they'll say, well, we got something in 2 or 3 weeks. It's like, well, what's 2 or 3 weeks going to do for me, you know? Like,
now, as my second late husband said, well, I may be dead by then. You got to have a slow emergency.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
Jesse, I don't typically get up on a soapbox promoting any one diet or product as the miracle for better health. Especially, I have the experience with fibromyalgia personally. And fibromyalgia is such a mixed bag of, can I say this? Crap?
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay, I did. I'm sorry. But it is. Everybody's not the same. What my symptoms are may not be somebody else that I'm working with, but I have the ability to listen, the willingness to listen, and to delve deeper than say your doctor has time or the willingness to, because their specialty is putting, it is the Band-Aid solution, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, what can we give you as far as medicine and drugs are concerned to help you feel better? My personal thoughts are, okay, so what kind of alternatives can I use or do that I don't have to take drugs?
Right.
So I don't get up on a soapbox and start, you know, hammering the medical system either, because there is a balance that needs to be done there. It's about building your team and whoever,
you know,
that might be.
This is very true, because, you know, when I dealt with so many issues going on, it crossed over all these different areas, and the doctors were like, I don't even know where to start with you. You know,
yeah.
I had so
yeah.
many different things going on, and they're like, this could be related to 50 different things. And it was actually my own personal research that actually helped the doctors know what to do with other patients that they
yeah,
were doing.
Right.
You know, that I tuned into certain things, and they went, how did you get to this point? You know, they were just dumbfounded in how I narrowed it down. And I said, a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of patience along the way, but this is making a difference. And they tracked my results, and they couldn't believe it. But I know that fibromyalgia can be very serious for some people, and I know myself, I've dealt with relapsing multiple sclerosis, and that's one of many things. And I know that when I would go through these episodes, it would feel like somebody had taken a baseball bat to my back.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so,
there was kind of a thing where it was, okay, how many semi-trailers went through my room last night? Running right over me. And you can see I'm from not just an entrepreneurial background, but older brothers that love trucks and a father who was a mechanic. And so it's like, oh, my God. But it was only through the process of elimination. I didn't have lupus. I didn't have ankylosing spondylitis. I didn't have cancer. I didn't have MS. So it was a process of elimination, and 5 years later, oh, okay, I guess it's fibromyalgia. We're talking 20 years ago, so it was like there was not a lot known about it then. There's been a lot more research done on fibromyalgia. I actually have been through a study out of McGill University, which is a rather famous and well-known university hospital, medical center in Montreal, and I went through a study that was being conducted in there, and they used temperature, they used heat, which I can tolerate quite a bit of heat, but I sure can't tolerate the cold. No, it takes no time at all where things, you know, I can just walk outside and it doesn't have to be 20 below zero or minus 1,000. When it's cold like that, it doesn't matter whether it's Fahrenheit or Celsius. It's just bloody cold.
Right.
And, you know, really paying attention because I love being outside. I hate being inside all the time. I need to be out. So one of the things I discovered is that for most people, now that I'm working as a health coach, and I do their assessments, their health assessments, and we talk about not just what we eat, but our lifestyle as well, what we're doing, you know, what our stressors are and so forth. So, you know, most everybody wants to, and I'm sure self-included, wants to increase their energy, wants to decrease their stress. Now, my dear friend, if living to be 120, yeah, increasing your energy is really important. But so
very important.
Yeah, no kidding. We're going to keep you. I'm going to keep you to that one.
And I'm going to be raising Cain the whole way.
Good girl. Well, you know, I always said I was going to go into the box feet first. Nobody was going to put me in easily. No. I told my daughters quite a long time ago, when I was, you know, after losing the first husband and all of those growing up experiences at that point in my mid-30s, early 40s, that when I got older and I wasn't able to get around, you could just push my wheelchair in front of a sunny window and give me a plant pot because I need to be able to seed something or grow something. But you know what's changed for me?
What's that?
I don't plan on being in a wheelchair.
You know what? And that is huge. And it kind of comes back to when I was dealing with some of the stuff I was dealing with at a point, and I was faced with heading in that direction. And I said, you know what? I won't give up until I've tried every option. If I still end up there, I still end up there. But let me try other options first.
Great.
And that is the key, and that is that shift of thinking of not saying when I end up there, but saying, you know what? I'm not going to be there. There's something I can do.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that shift in my thinking has only been, in the last 3-4 years since I started health coaching and delving, you know, here coaching other people. I know I am bouncing back at me and doing that mirror image thing, if you know what I mean. It's
yeah.
Like, whoa, yeah, I felt like that. Oh, whoa, no, I'm not letting that back in again. So learning from those experiences and digging deeper than any drug can possibly dig to shift my thinking, and it was only just, in the last few months, I was chatting on a session with a client, and I said just that, you know what's changed for me from saying that to my kids? I'm not going to be in a wheelchair.
Like you
said, unless I've tried everything I can possibly try, and that's not even on my radar at this point in my life. Both my grandmothers, my paternal and maternal grandmothers, had strokes. Strokes that left them paralyzed. My mom's mom, at 12 years old, I was going there after school on the bus, because we live in the country, on a Friday night, and I would stay with them all weekend because she was incapacitated in bed, and she couldn't do any meals for my grandpa and her.
Mm.
And while she was, you know, she got better where she could get up and about, but then she had subsequent other strokes, and she was only in her early 60s, for crying out loud. So I had lots, and she lived till she was 85. She lived a lot of her years in a wheelchair. My paternal grandmother, she wasn't quite so lucky. She had diabetes, and I know now that it was food-related. Some lifestyle, too. She had a son that went to war. Hey, I can't even imagine what kind of stressors that was for her. That was for both of them. But my grandma, that grandma I feel the closest to, that I'm most alike, and health-wise, not anywhere close because of the things that I have done for my own health. Have learned and have to continue to do, but she also had stroke, and at the very last, she was incapacitated without being able to speak, move for 26 months, and her only expression was with her eyes.
Oh, wow.
That was so hard on my family. That was so hard on my dad. Here, and I'm 12, 13 years old, and that's when I started, cooking. My mom had put the roast in the oven. We're talking back in the 60s, so we're putting the roast in the oven. So all I needed to do was peel the potatoes and get the other veggies ready and set the table. And when everybody came home, my dad, my mom, my aunt, and my paternal grandfather came back. Then the meal was just ready to sit down and eat. So for me, and then we were probably almost 10 people at that point. So I learned very, very early, and it was just as easy, and it still is just as easy for me to make a big batch stuff as it is to make a small meal. I hate cooking for one. So I don't. And I incorporate that into my programs because with my Chef at Home sessions, I actually am teaching how to be a scratch cook. how to just, you know, roll with it, get into the fridge at a certain point of the week and just pull everything out that you've got in there so you're not throwing things away. And it's really fun to see people having fun. And I call it, I put the F into fun making practical food and lifestyle adjustments. Now, I don't know if you're smiling, and I don't know if everybody else is smiling, but at first when I thought about that, I said, you know what? We don't get around the table and sit down and eat enough anymore. I'm not trying to do any shitting on people, but my goodness, everybody is so busy. My family, my own daughter is running their kids to this and that and something else. They're not thinking about themselves.
Exactly.
And preventing, by the time you hit 40, and your 20s, it doesn't really matter. Your body is still very resistant, and hey, yeah, it would be great if we recognized it then, but I know too many 20-year-olds that want to hear anything about what I'm teaching. No.
Well, they live a little more in that immediate gratification space, that's for sure. And they're, you know, on
whatever.
The go, and I think changed a lot, you know, too, over the last couple of decades or 30 years or whatever from when I was growing up. And, you know, you used to be, you all took that time, and I think that's an important tradition to take that time and sit down and have, you know, meals and things like that, and actually honor the process of eating, opposed to
together
eating on the go. I want to ask you, you know, because we are talking about detoxing, and I know you've got a lot and that you have to share here, but you know, maybe you can share with us a little bit about what detoxing is all about, because I think that that term has been used in a lot of different ways. I mean, it's been used for cleansing the system. It's been used regarding taking supplements. It's been used regarding people who are alcoholics. It's been used for people who say, oh, that's just drinking juices and nothing else. And maybe you can share with us a little bit, too, about that.
Oh, I'd be delighted. I would be absolutely delighted, because if I was just to teach or espouse that making a green kale smoothie would be the ultimate thing and that would cure all your problems, then I wouldn't be doing you any favors. It wouldn't be fair. And besides, not everybody likes to eat greens. Yes, greens are important, but one of the things that I've discovered is that most people eating a variety of fruits and veggies is a challenge. You don't want to be chewing on a head of broccoli all day. You don't want to have you know, turnip on your plate. Ew. And kale, well, it takes time. You need to cut that stuff up. And how do you work with it? What do you do with it? And for those out there that are listening and really want to know these things, well, it can be done very, very simply. I do not want to spend my whole time in the kitchen. I love cooking. You got to understand that. I really love cooking. I'm coming back around to doing and using my passions. What I've always loved to do in my life is cooking, is growing my own. We had 200 acres when we were in the country, and we were self-sufficient. But we were also using, you know, those fertilizers and stuff. That wasn't quite so good. But when you talk about detox, you're absolutely right, Jessianne. It's been used as a catchword for so many different things. And I've used it again because I know it's familiar. But if there was anything I could say is that just the reason that people don't eat a variety of fruits and veggies, we don't get the gunk cleaned out of our systems as well as we might, because fruits and vegetables are very alkaline, and it's really important to have that balance. So how do you get that balance? Well, I've done cleanses, especially when I was first, oh my goodness, before I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, but wondering what the heck was going on with me, I went to have a detox done. So it was a powder. It was, I had to eliminate, oh my goodness, for sure, sugars, white flours. And there were specific things that I could eat and I couldn't eat. But it was mostly about fasting, and holy cow, did that land me in trouble, because the symptoms of detoxing were so severe for me that it put me out for a week. Besides, I was really green, and I'm not talking green like kale, because of the kale, like my system was really toxic. But when
I've
you're
heard
suffering
more
from
people talk about that, where they've done some cleanses or some fasting things and their body detoxed so quickly that it was too harsh on them. I've very similar things coming up, actually more and more frequently lately. So I'm glad you're bringing that point up.
Oh, gosh, yeah. And it can be really scary because you're wondering, whoa, what is happening to me, right? Well, what I have found is detoxing with whole food nutrition, that it has worked. And it's easy. I supply the guidebook, the daily protocol, the meal plan and the recipes. So you're still eating food. Yes, you have eliminated some of the things that may be burdening your system. And there's all kinds of information out there and talk about gluten-free this and gluten-free that. And I went to a gluten-free expo in Calgary in Western Canada 2 weeks ago. I'm trying to figure out, trying to remember where I was lately. And the things that were there, there were no fresh fruits and vegetables there. It was all processed. Now, I'm not going to get up on a soapbox about not eating processed. I eat things out of a bag, too. And I choose what I eat out of the bag. And it will be gluten-free because I experimented with the gluten and discovered that, oh, my goodness, I don't have the inflammation in my body. I've spent a whole winter, the second whole winter, where I don't have fingers that hurt, that I don't have that arthritic feeling in my hands anymore, that my little finger is actually stopped turning in, and that was in my family as well. And fibromyalgia is actually looked at as a cousin to arthritis, only it's connective tissue and not bones and joints. So when you're removing the toxins, getting the gunk out of your system, things that your body may not be able to tolerate as well anymore, and, you know, in your 20s, you don't care, you're not watching these symptoms most of the time. I'm not, if anybody in their 20s is listening, please be patient with me. If you're listening, it's because you want to. But most don't. And I usually work with people that are mid-20s to about 60. But then that saying, I've had clients that were 82 and 84 and saw results with them too. So I don't want to pigeonhole anybody or myself and saying, you know, I'm ignoring everybody else. I'm not attacking the 20-year-olds either. But I know in my 20s, I wasn't paying attention to any of that stuff. And it wasn't until I was hitting my 40s that it was like, whoa, what is going on? Again, the allergies, the hypoglycemia, and then the diagnosis of fibromyalgia. And oddly enough, I found that, and the research shows that once you eliminate one thing from your diet, say gluten, for example, gluten and dairy tend to hide behind each other. And so I found that 8 months, 9 months later, man, what's going on with my digestive system? And that was the dairy. And I went, oh, no. But you know what? I would rather feel good than feel lousy. So when I use that and change my thinking.
And you bring up, you know, some aspects that are really important where we have to cross over too, because I too went gluten-free and it made a huge difference in how I felt. Like you say, with swelling, with actually breathing. It's what turned my breathing around where I could breathe again. And yet what I was not realizing at the time, because there wasn't all the information out there at the time, was all the GMO stuff. And so I think that's another thing that people kind of watch for, because the pesticide spray stuff, it could be gluten-free, but that doesn't mean it's pesticide-free.
That doesn't mean it's healthy.
Exactly.
Just because it says gluten-free, and it drives me absolutely around the bend when I see natural on a product. That's something that I might get a little crazy about, because here in my area, we're just topping up a season of maple syrup. So it's our sapping season. And when I see on a can of maple syrup natural, like, excuse me, there is nothing in this. There never has been. So what, you know, it's not a regulated organic, yes, but natural is not a regulated word or phrase. And it catches people all the time. So part of my program is actually bringing into your scope of consciousness the ingredients to look out for, or the lack of ingredients. And it really will just take a second for you to glance to say, oh, okay, don't need that. I'll find something else. But you know what? I've done that research. So that's where I make it really easy. I've done the work. So I can help guide people through. So there's toxin reduction tips. And that's not only the food we eat. We were talking about the GMOs a minute ago. But it's also the products we use in our homes. And kitchen and food preparation tips. And just, it's a lifestyle. I do have a detox program, a two-week program that we'll be launching. And if I may, before we get finished, I would like to share a little bit about that. It's starting in May. And May 26th, in fact, is the launch. And I've been working like crazy on that. So the timing of this, of our chat today, is absolutely perfect. I really love it. You have been a savior for me for that. But everybody's got a busy week, so it's not going to be something you're going to have to stand on your head for. Everything is provided. You get to eat three times a day. You don't have to starve yourself. It's practical. I'm that OPG, remember?
And that's a key thing, because so many people, I think, tend to feel deprived. When they hear detoxing, they automatically associate deprived with it.
Absolutely. Deprived, and this is going to be scary. I'm going to have to drink green stuff. Well, you can't really want, but there are alternatives as well, and snacks. So you don't have to feel hungry. Your body will go through some changes, but, you know, with support every step of the way, that's one thing I didn't have, was the support when I was going through my program. Here it is. Here's the product, and it was the product. Here's the product. There you go. Read the directions. Not very personal, and I love the part that I can jump in there, and I can be the support the whole way through. Answering questions and so forth. So this private forum can do that in. And there's actually three phases when you're starting to detox, just so that it doesn't send your system to a spin and it gives it a chance. And detoxing, I mean, I'm putting myself through a detox right now because I did just come back from traveling. I was gone for 2 weeks. and maple syrup season. We went and celebrated my youngest daughter's birthday and her spouse, and we did it at a Sugar Shack, and oh my gosh, it was so good. Oh yeah, did I eat too much? So I'm sensitive to sugar, and I really needed to, I didn't overindulge, but I just felt that I really needed to improve my system. I like to practice what I teach.
Very important to do.
If it doesn't work for me, I'm not going to be teaching it to anybody else. I'm kind of like that little guinea pig.
I think that's so important, and that's, I operate the same way with my work, is if I wouldn't do it myself, I won't tell somebody to do it.
Exactly. So I didn't want to, as a health coach, especially from the beginning, want to get involved in too many products. My wellness programs are my products, but any physical products, just because there is such a, oh my goodness, gazillion different things out there that, oh, this is good. Oh, that's good. Oh, that'll heal you. And I've heard that for 20 years. So yep. I became like, yep, and then just ignore them. But I did have to do some research, and I do have a virtual franchise, an online franchise, with a product that is just whole food nutrition. And it is a supplement, but it is just fruits and vegetables. There's no GMOs. It is completely organic, and it's tested. So, and yes, I use it myself. I actually guinea pig for 3 years, myself and my family. So they're not complaining too heartily. I actually got my mom off from her type 2 diabetes medicine with doing this. So when we talk about a detox, it's just to get you started. If you're not sure what you want to do with this whole food nutrition kicker, you just like sick of hearing everybody say, whoa, you should do this, or whoa, you shouldn't do that, then, you know, it gives people a chance to just try this. It's 2 weeks, and, you know, it can easily become a lifestyle. Hey. And be gentle. You know, I say to everybody, be gentle with yourself, because it's not always easy, but you're not alone. You've got support. It is getting rid of the gunk in your system. You will feel more energy. You will reduce bloating. And the bonus is you will drop weight. You will definitely drop weight. I created this program because of my own experiences and decades of just not feeling good all the time. You've got to know who Maya Angelou is, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's one of Oprah Winfrey's mentors. And I had the privilege, I was actually given 2 tickets for my birthday. My birthday's in May too. To go to see her in Montreal live. It was great. It was lots of fun. And she talked about us at a certain age, women going through menopause. We become the watchers of the night because we don't sleep, because there's a lot of insomnia. There's the other thing that'll help. Insomnia, that we put on the extra weight. And I just thought, yeah, I put on about 30, 35 pounds. And I just thought, oh, that's a nice way to put it. Well, just Ann and everybody out there, I can tell you, you don't have to accept that. Because I have learned that I don't have to have the extra weight on me. I sure as heck feel a lot better without it. And someone said, but you're too skinny. And I said, oh, for crying out loud, I'm only 5'3". And I weighed the same thing I did as I got married the first time at 18, and I thought I was fat then. So talk about mind shift.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I think it's unusual, you know, especially as you hit some of those stages of life, I guess it'll be a way to put it, menopause or whatever else out there. Even men go through it and the hormones are shifting.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So many people say, oh, that's just happened. That's just part of aging, you know, and we're supposed to sit back, like we're supposed to just sit back and accept that we're supposed to be heavy and fat and and other things. And you know, my thought is, you don't have to. If you know the reason it's getting that way is the level of toxins that are in the body. It's just like it doesn't matter what age you are. If you're 20 or you're 40, you know, if you don't exercise, things are going to sag more.
Things will sag. Now, I'm not going to tell you things don't sag because things do sag. But I can fit into a size 7 dress. And I am very happy, and I've stayed this weight since I lost 35 pounds, the 35 pounds, and I lost it over a year. This is not a quick, fast fix. It is a lifestyle. And I lost it over a year, and I haven't put it back on.
And that's the key is that you didn't put it on, and that, you know, that it's about, detoxing is about clearing the system. It's about health versus weight loss. And I think that is one of the huge, big misconceptions or thoughts out there, that we do this detox to get ready for swimsuit season. We do this detox to, you know, drop that quick 10 pounds.
Uh-huh.
That's not necessarily the case. It's about your body optimum at functioning.
Right. It's only the tip. It's only the beginning. Only the beginning. So besides working besides creating these programs and so forth for people to get started, I also work one-on-one in private practice. So with a 6-month program, in over that 6 months, it changes your life.
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely puts you on a path. And do you fall back sometimes? Yeah. But your body will give you that kick to say, well, wait a minute. This is not what I'm used to anymore. And you'll start craving going the other way. Your body knows.
Yeah, I found that too. I found the body knows. And, of course, the more detoxified your body gets, the easier it can handle those splurges. But what I found is that, you know, as you say, one, I don't have the cravings as much. Two, I find that my sense of taste or flavor comes up so much more with my body detoxed out, because something tastes richer or it tastes sweeter or things like that. So I find I don't need as much of it. My body doesn't want. It just shuts down and says, I don't want that much of that pile of sugar.
And it's so much easier on you by you know, detoxing, by beginning that. But detoxing is a way of life. You know, you're eating cleansing, if you want to use cleanse as the word. You're eating cleansing foods. It doesn't always have to be organic. Preferably ultimate Cadillac of the whole, you know, growing thing is organic. No GMOs, especially no GMOs, no fertilizers, no pesticides, you know, like they used to. But
like
not
real
everybody
food.
Has real food. Real food.
Real food.
And I teach how to grow. I'm an urban gardener now. I don't have 200 acres anymore. I have a balcony. And I'm an urban gardener. And I do aeroponic and hydroponic gardening. It is so freaking cool and so much fun. Now, before we get finished, because I know this is going to be, I would love to share with your listeners some toxin reduction tips and tools.
Yes,
and
please.
For anybody who is listening tonight, this is actually a part of my detox program that will be launching on May 26th. But what I'll do is I'm going to share a bit of it here with you tonight. Not to worry, you don't have to take a whole bunch of notes down. I would be more than delighted to send it off to you. All you have to do is to go to my Facebook page, like it, and let me know that you were on Jessie Ann's show tonight and listening to this, and I will send it to you in its entirety. How's that?
That sounds great.
It's really like kind of neat. Yes,
and just for, like, you don't even have to sign up for an email list. Just like the page. That's better yet.
Yep. Just like the page. And, I will be happy to. But let me know that you were with the program tonight, okay? Absolutely fun. So one of the first toxin reduction tips would be something very, very simple that my dad used to call Adam's ale. And I don't know if you've ever heard of that just yet, but it's water. So be sure the number of ounces of water you drink per day is equal to that at least half of your body weight. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you need 75 ounces of water per day. You can overdo the water. So in the autumn or in the fall or the winter, it can be really helpful to drink warm water. You may not like the warm water, so drink hot water. When I'm talking warm water, I'm not talking warm water out of the tap. I'm talking room temperature water, filtered water if you can. And I just have a Brita sitting on my shelf, and I know that if I'd have one of those per day, that's going to be more than plenty, besides the, you know, organic teas or the peppermint teas or the herbal teas that I enjoy so much. And dandelion tea, Jessie Ann, did you know that that's one of the detox teas?
I did. Matter of fact, that's part of why I did it. And my yard is so abundant with dandelions, and I don't spray pesticides here. So
do you eat greens?
I have enjoyed, I've eaten the greens, and I dry the leaves and do teas, and
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah,
but
and then I do that, and I have it all winter long. So even when things aren't growing in the colder season, I take them, I dry them, and I save them and drink them all winter.
Yeah, and you know that you've incorporated that as part of your lifestyle. So see what I mean when I'm talking detoxing and cleansing can be a part of your lifestyle. That, okay, if you've done like I have, I was traveling. I was away for almost 3 weeks. And I was with other people, so I wasn't eating as much of what I enjoy eating. So my system was going like, whoa, and I'm not balanced. So I started doing my own detox when I got home. And it's a lifestyle. It's just part of a lifestyle. When you first do it with support. Not that you can't do it alone. But it's so much easier and so much more fun, and it doesn't feel like work if you've got the support of a whole community, and that's what will happen. You'll have the support of the whole community. It will be private. It is not a public community. It will be just the people that are doing the detox. You'll be able to answer all kinds of questions. Now, we talked about water. Lemon water, that's a really gentle but effective way to support and detox your liver, kidneys, and the colon. And that helps to alkalize the body. So all you need to do is just take a slice of lemon and throw it in some water. You can actually do one of those, you see them all over the place. You can put them in one of those jars with water and keep it in your fridge or just leave it on the shelf if you're going to have it during the day, or pop a little bit of lemon into your tea, or, you know, you can use it in so many different ways. But it is a very gentle but effective way to support. So you can do that before a meal and, first thing in the morning. Start off first thing in the morning with that instead of a cup of coffee. Now, body brushing, have you ever heard of that?
I have heard of that, actually.
Have you
Which
ever
is,
done
I think, that's another one of those things that people aren't always thinking about when somebody first mentions detoxing. But, yeah, actually going through and brushing down the skin and working it so you slough off the dead skin cells and things like that.
Right. It actually stimulates the lymphatic system and is beneficial because it assists the lymph nodes in keeping the blood and other vital tissues detoxified. It's energizing. It removes all that dead skin cell, and your skin is so nice and soft after. Stimulates your circulation, and the other thing, it strengthens the immune system, and who doesn't need that? That's the other thing that I found. Since I have adopted the health programs that I've been guinea pigging myself on, my immune system is so much stronger. And I'm around my babies, and I just, there's no way in heck that I can keep my hands off them, even when they've got a cold. And their mom is just like, oh, she's kissing me again. Oh, man. So they're getting all kinds of germs from daycare and everything else. But you know what? I'm not giving that up. But I've really noticed if I do get a cold, it doesn't turn into crazy sinus infections that I run for antibiotics anymore, and it might last maybe 4 days max, and then it's done. Mm-hmm. That is really neat. Now, when we're talking about body brushing, you don't have to have anything special. You don't have to have a scrub brush that you're doing. No, it's not as rigid as that. You can actually just use a dry towel before you get into the shower, before you hop into the bath. Just take a dry towel and give yourself a rub a scrub dub all over, up and down, arms, pits, legs, all over, and or a loofah, a dry loofah. And they have these really long ones. I can't tell you right now where to get one, but I found these really long ones that have a loop on either side, and you can just kind of all over your skin with it, and it really feels good, really feels good. But get a natural bristle. Sorry.
Some of what you're bringing up is really nice because it almost starts to make you feel pampered when you're doing some of these things for yourself.
Absolutely. That's the whole idea of it. I'm not just talking about what you're putting in your mouth. I'm talking about, you know, looking after your body from the top of your head to the tip of your toe and lifestyle, making some of those adjustments. And it's like, if you don't look after yourself, who the heck is going to?
And what can you do if you're not doing well?
Exactly. And it doesn't cost you a darn cent. So one of the other things is a toxin elimination bath. You've heard of Epsom salts, I'm sure.
Yes.
You take Epsom salts, about 2 cups, and then you put another cup of baking soda in the tub. The Epsom salts are drying to the skin, but the baking soda is then softening the skin. So run the hottest water you can stand. We're not talking about burning anybody. If you have any lavender oil, you can usually get that in a pharmacy or a health food store. Source out your lavender oil. Or if you're growing your own lavender, just pop some of the flowers in your bathtub. That'll feel really good. You soak for about 20 minutes and allow yourself to sweat a little bit. When you're finished, just wrap yourself up in some towels and go hide under the covers. Sweat some more. And you should feel very, very relaxed and sleep soundly. Sleep is one of the things with fibromyalgia that was just driving me crazy. When you don't get the restorative sleep, you don't have the kind of healing you need in your body to get through day-to-day, period. So when you're asleep, and you can sleep soundly, tell you that is one of the things that Maya Angelou, I'm not staying up nights. No way. And it does help you go to sleep if you're doing it before bedtime. We talked about exercise, and you talked about exercise a few minutes ago. But moving. You can't just be sitting day after day after day at your desk. I know I had to do a lot of work at the computer, but I change spots because it's a laptop. I can just move from one spot to the other spot. And I know my body will just scream at me, get outside, get outside, and get outside. And especially after this winter that we've had, because we've had, like, tons of snow. It's gone now. And not warm, but, you know, the daffodils are up, so it does give us some hope. There's that word again. Hope that we'll be getting into some warmer weather. A really powerful exercise is if you have a mini trampoline or a rebounder. You know, there's just those little round things that you can just jump up and down on. It's called lymphocyzing. You actually will help to enhance your lymphatic system. And nobody go out there and break their legs or their arms on these things. I couldn't get on a big one. It would make me dizzy. But one of the little rebounders is really helpful. And you may even see your kids. It's kind of funny, too. Fiber. Gosh, getting additional fiber as we detox is really vital in supporting the colon. And your colon is where the toxins are going to come out, as well as your skin. Your skin is the largest organ in your body, and it you will detox through your skin as well. So in addition to lots of fresh veggies, ground flax seeds, and chia seeds. Those are fun things that you can add into your diet. And you should be eliminating. That is the, well, the rear end of things. if I can very subtly say that. And you will be eliminating at least 2 times a day. Most people, not a lot of people that I've worked with, don't eliminate every day. And if you don't, then you've got stuff, that's the gunk I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, there's toxicity going on if you're not, you know, the body's not, it starts shutting down if it's not doing that, so.
Oh, gosh, yeah, it's absorbing all this stuff. Now, everybody's heard about castor oil, for heaven's sakes. My grandmother used to advise castor oil. Oh boy. But it's not expensive and you can support the liver while you detox too. You can put it on as a pack and it will help to detox the liver and gallbladder. The directions, I won't go through the directions now, but the directions are in the article as well. It's a 4-page article. So it's something that you definitely want to keep on hand and just be part of your life. Meditations. So this has nothing to do with what you are eating, chewing, but we're talking about that TLC factor again. Meditation and how very powerful that is. And thinking about the taste and texture of the food that you're eating. And you can liquefy your food ahead of time. But it's really important. Our teeth were made to chew. And the chewing process actually helps to kick off the enzyme production. So go slow. If you're a fast eater, you're not giving your system the time it needs to begin to use the nutrients that are there. And just, you know, this is something that's so simple. Like delighting in a juicy strawberry, a real strawberry, real one that hasn't been pumped up. Those great big fat ones that we're seeing in the store, oh, they've been on, I call them, I think they've been on some fancy
fruit steroids.
And they don't taste the same either. But
they don't.
No. The difference between taking a strawberry off of my hydroponic and aeroponic tower garden. And oh my goodness, it's like day and night, or growing your own carrots, or getting organic raspberries. The difference in the taste is incredible. And spend some time with your food, with just the simple crunch of a carrot, for crying out loud, or a piece of cucumber. I like to cut cucumbers into circles and then make hearts out of them. But that's just me. I do it with my kidlets. And, oh, my goodness, do those cucumbers go down? Because they've got that's just a little cookie cutter, tiny little cookie cutter. Just stamp that out. And it goes down, having fun. I was brought up with the idea that you don't play with your food. For you? Were you brought up with that? You don't play with your food at the table.
I would say for the most part, you don't play with your food too much. You know, use your silverware and things like that. And, you know, I enjoy
the
child experience. I enjoy handling my food, and I want to, I want to make it fun. And I think that that's a passion that we forget about, the triggering, and that's a big part of our health as well, I think, it's kind of what I would refer to as conscious eating. When you do conscious eating, you're making it a multi-sensory experience. And when you make it a multi-sensory experience, you don't feel so deprived.
No, you're creating that balance. You know, even if you're out walking, whether it's in the city or whether it's in the country or whether it's in between, just, you know, recognize what's going on. Recognize the architecture of the old buildings that you might be walking by. Recognize the bright shininess and the newness of the newer buildings that may be next door to the architectural wonders. In the spring with all of the flowers coming out, you know, just going out to the side of the house, the sunny side of the house here at my mom's, that's where I am right now, you know, the daffodils are coming up, and I got my fingers down in the soil and I was rearranging some of the bricks out there, and there were worms underneath, and no, I didn't pick up the worms, but just recognizing that those things are there and just taking that few minutes, my goodness, that's like a whole meditation in itself. You don't have to be sitting still with your legs crossed and your eyes closed.
Exactly.
You can be doing it with whatever you're doing, whether it's washing those vegetables in the sink or it's preparing a meal or it's just taking the time to enjoy what you're doing and not be thinking about everything else that needs to be done, should be done, and I shouldn't be done yet.
And,
so,
you know,
the
what's
other
really
part,
great with these hydroponic systems and things like that that are available now, these tower gardens, things like that for people that are in apartment areas, you know, it's something that we miss when we get into city areas a lot of times, and that's that experience of watching it grow, watching it go through the cycle and the process and taking it fresh right then and there when you're ready to eat it, where you can get the most amount of nutrients. And it's a world of difference because we connect with the whole sense of cycle and season and that whole works, which I believe is a very, very critical thing. And of course, being in tune with that, we really energetically as well as physically get so much more out of it.
Oh, my goodness. When you can walk by that tower garden and grab a small cucumber off as you're whirling out to do something or coming back into the house before you get to do anything, oh, my goodness. It is wonderful. Or those tomatoes, and you've never tasted a tomato like it's supposed to taste until you've tasted it off the tower garden. It is. Have you seen one?
I have seen them, and, you know, of course, I grow some of my own stuff where I'm at. My sister is a master gardener. She grows a lot of things in her yard and tomatoes and different things, and, yeah, they're amazing fresh.
It uses so much less space. It's like 2 foot square. I have two of them. And this year, one of them is going to be completely strawberries. There was a fundraiser with one of my kidlets' schools, and so I purchased their 18 or 20 strawberry plants. But you can put herbs, you can put anything on it. It just doesn't take any space at all. I just had mine parked on my front porch, which is just enough room to come up the stairs and put the tower garden there and then turn and go through the door. And people say, what is that? And I said, that is my tower garden. And my neighbor, who when I was gone would just make sure, he'd just come over and check to see if it was still running, because it's all on a timer, for crying out loud. I can even travel. I can travel and have this thing running anyway. And I told him, I said, listen, just when you see something, just take, he wouldn't take anything off. I ended up taking a pile of cucumbers and tomatoes over to them, because I couldn't eat them all myself. Good heavens. They were wonderful. So what I've gone through here is just some of the different ideas of what the detox program includes. So and we're not really talking about the food part of it. This is just the, you know, the TLC part of it. And like I said before, anybody that's listening, just go to my Facebook page and like, and you will receive this article from, it's actually one of the sections in my detox program. It'll talk also about breathing. There will be a breathing exercise in it, and the power of breathing, and the benefits of lymphocyting or rebounding. So giving you something to think about. And
that lymphatic system is so, so critical. So I'm glad you brought that in.
Well, it's more than just what we eat.
Yes. Yes, definitely. And, Elaine, you know, I had somebody that was mentioning it. You know, they were asking about a tower garden. And so for those that are listening that aren't familiar with it, yeah, there's actually more companies starting to pop up doing the tower garden aspect. And it's kind of a tall thing. It's done kind of a plastic base to it. And you can grow all
of it. You can actually go to my Facebook page and see my pictures. And I'm there with it. Yep. It's really
fun. Okay, so there you go. I had somebody in chat.
Really?
Yeah, so just
and fun.
Hop on over to Elaine's Facebook page and you'll find stuff there.
Yep. Like the page, and I respond to absolutely every like of my page. Everyone. And share recipes and do all kinds of things like that. Jesse, did you have any particular questions or anything that I haven't covered that in the last few minutes I can elaborate on?
You know, I think you really covered a lot of stuff. And I, like I said, I'm very glad that you mentioned the lymphatic system, because I found that very, very important. And I love that you do this more all-encompassing thing instead of just diet, just nutrition or things like that. And you've kind of opened the eyes a little bit more to what detoxing is really about, as opposed to just going and buying a product off the shelf and flushing your system out, because it's way more than that. And so definitely, again, mention you had a couple of things coming up. Mention those briefly. Again, give us your Facebook page of where everybody is.
I'm going to give you my website for the detox. Now, it will be current as of the first of next week. I tried my best to get, like I told you, or when messaged you, that I didn't have my website up yet because I was modifying it for the spring detox. So I do have a blog, and you'll see that through my Facebook. It's the WordPress blog. Your Better Living Coach is the name of my company. And if you Google Elaine Cooper, Your Better Living Coach, oh, my goodness, I pop up all over the place, so it's kind of fun to see. detoxwithelaine.com, just very simply detox, D-E-T-O-X, with W-I-T-H, Elaine, my name, E-L-A-I-N-E. No dots, no spots before you do .com. So detoxwithelaine.com. And as of next week, you all will see the current spring 2014 detox program. that will start on May 26th. Now, there is an early bird registration, so everybody on this call or on this show tonight has the opportunity to go in to register now for the early bird, where everybody else only gets to do it between the 12th and the 19th. So there's a big difference. It's a $50 savings on it if you do it anywhere from now until the 19th of May. So the earlier you get in, and I will have some surprises. I'm not telling everything. I will send the article out for sure for anybody who likes my Facebook. So that's the reduction tips and tools to get you started. And it's going to be a detox in three phases. So you'll discover foods and energy, new recipes, and a new awareness, supportive nutrients, reduction tools, and all of those TLC tips and tricks that I was talking about a little earlier. But you'll also get that private Facebook forum. You have to be on Facebook to be in the forum. You have to be in the detox program, but to be in the forum as well, so you'll be able to ask all kinds of questions. And you're going to get me every darn week. There is a live teleseminar that you will be able to call in, and you'll be able to ask questions of me, and you'll get all of that information there. So receive absolutely everything on the Thursday before the detox program starts, so on the 22nd of May. As soon as you register for the detox program, you will receive all of your information, and we'll just go through that. It's protocol, it's grocery list, it's everything you need to be simply started and not to be a scary adventure. That was my whole raison d'être, as we say in French, was to keep it simple. That KISS policy,
yes.
Keep it simple, sweetie, not stupid, sweetie. So keeping everything simple, because I know everybody's lives are busy. I love to travel. I love to be with my kidlets, with my family. I have a mom that's 83, and she lives basically 2 hours from me, and I'm spending a bit some time with her. I don't stay in one place too long, and if I didn't have the energy to do that, oh, my goodness, I can't imagine what my life would be. Oh.
Well, I definitely appreciate you giving us time here tonight and going over things, because I think you've certainly brought a wonderful perspective to what this process is truly about and what detoxing truly is. And like you said, there's people like you, people like me. You've particularly got the focus on this area that we've been through a lot, and we've done the research and we've done the work and we've watched some of these shifts and changes along the way, and take advantage of Elaine's knowledge and take advantage of her expertise in this area and check out what she's doing. You know, at least go get this offer that she's got going on and get connected with her on Facebook. So, Elaine, I greatly appreciate your time here tonight. It's been a pleasure having you on the show, and who knows, maybe in my journeys we'll connect at some point.
Oh, I hope so, because I would love to consider you a member in my club of WWF, Wise Wonderful Friends.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. And so that's great. And next week on the show, again, Elaine, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to have you with us. Oh, my tongue's
you
getting tied.
Very
now.
Welcome. Very, very welcome.
Great. And next week on the show, I'm going to have a round table of guests coming in, and they're going to be discussing their work with us. And these are actually, you've heard some advertisements, some shows being sponsored over the last few months here on Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour from Earth Goddess Rising. And so we're going to do a roundtable of some of the people that are going to be presenting at Earth Goddess Rising. And this is part one of a two-part series. And I'll tell you, want to tune in for this, because there are some very, very interesting, fascinating people that are going to be a part of that event, and it's going to be interesting to learn about their work of things. Again, my books on relationships have been released. Any and all of my books you can actually find right on my website, JessieAnnNicholsGeorge1.com, and you can check out my products area. And I actually have a couple of things I'm getting ready to be co-creating with and working with, so you'll want to check those out. And time I'm going to be putting up a page of those co-creations. Like I said, I'm working on co-creating, collaborating with some people on a book right now, and also some other things that are related, which is really, really good. And then I've also released several events for 2014. You can check those out at jessieannnicholsgeorge.eventbrite.com. And there's, you know, one coming up the first weekend of May that's really worth happening. These are located in the southern Utah area. And really wonderful events. They're just so catered to whatever you're dealing with, whatever's going on for you, and very flexible. And we look at the individual self as well as our interrelationships with other people and doing some healing work for the earth. So they're very powerful, transformational, get in the harmony, flow aspect of things, and that's worth checking out on there. Of course, on my website, I've also got blog tips. I've just released another video. You can catch the archive shows, not only for me, but all of the hosts here on Main Street Universe. There's other interviews that I've done on there. So many things to check out, so it's worth doing it. I put up a monthly special every month, and that's one of the things. This month I've got short coaching and reading sessions available for only $15 for 10 minutes, $30 for 20 minutes. Definitely that's worth checking out. And that's right on the home page. So when you go there, you're going to be able to see that. And don't forget that we've got several shows here on Main Street Universe throughout the week. Sunday nights, we have Darren Bouquer, who's a reader at Madame Laveau in New Orleans. He does his show called Spiritual Insights. So he gives a little insight on spiritual matters and then does some readings interspersed with that. Monday nights, we have Randy Goldberg. He does Vedic astrology. So sometimes he's talking about that. Sometimes he's got some guests on the show. Tuesday night, Susan Weed. Absolutely love her work. She does work with herbs and natural plants and such a wealth of knowledge. And her show's only a half hour, but she packs it full of knowledge. So that's worth tuning in for, absolutely. Wednesday nights, of course, is our flagship show. We have Daniel, Janice, and Brett on our flagship show. And they have different topics they discuss, sometimes guests. And Janice is actually branching out. She's going to be doing her own show on the network as well. So we're excited to see where she takes that. And it sounds like it's going to be a blend between maybe some guests and also some music things as well. And then Thursdays, from time to time, we've got Queen Mother Amaku, who looks at Egyptian culture. Fridays, earlier in the day, Kevin Baird, Walking on the Sidewalk. He works with his Horizon Oracle's Journeys deck, a deck that he created, and it is, you can actually learn more about that deck at templeofgaia.com, and I was actually listening into Kevin's show today, and it was really nice. It's just always amazing how that deck works out for people. And then, of course, Friday nights we have Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. This is Jessie Ann Nichols George, and I want to thank you so much for being here tonight. Again, thank you to all of our listeners, not only on Blog Talk Radio, but those also streaming live on Penn or Paraencounters Network, StreamFinder, TalkStream Live, as well as those catching our podcast at iTunes, TuneIn.com, and those catching the YouTube version of the show. Special thanks again to tonight's sponsor, Earth Goddess Rising. Stay tuned. We've got just a little bit to finish off the show, and I look forward to seeing you back here next week as we delve more into activating compassion. Don't forget that if you've enjoyed the show this evening, make sure you share it with others. It's going to be available at the same link in our archives, and I'm going to leave you tonight with the song Yearning For, also known as Over and Over by Shemshai. Thanks so much, and I look forward to seeing you again next week right here on Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. May you enjoy the rest of your weekend and have an absolutely amazing week.
The first Earth Goddess Rising Retreat is set for July 11, 12, and 13 of 2014 and will be held in stunning Pagosa Springs, Colorado. Come join us with other men and women from around the world for yoga, meditation, classes, organic meals, dance and music festivities, healing workshops, hot mineral springs, and more. Want more information? Visit earthgoddessrising.com and cash in on the early bird ticket sales, earthgoddessrising.com.
And if I could see what makes me blind, I would soar to the edge of my mind. And to touch what seems unreal, just to show you the way that I feel. And we are in time with time, one with the season of change inside. And we are in tune with the tune, caught in a balance of sun and moon. Oh, deep inside, the light within, shining to show you it's here to begin. When all I have is all I need, I will soar to the edge of eternity. Learning to walk just a little bit slower. Whispering secrets, I bet you can't keep it. No turning back now, this time we reveal it. Once you are another, all will discover the essence within the most beautiful lover. Time is still turning, the love is still burning. Deep in your spirit, your heart still yearning.
The essence within the moment. love is still burning. Deep in your spirit, your heart still yearning for.
Yearning for.